Yeah. Apple. Snapple. Crab apple. Wait, I said apple twice. I gotta do it again. Apple. Snapple. Apple. No, I said apple again. God damn it. I said apple. I said apple twice. Let me try something else.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Welcome back. Woo! Yeah, this is great. Wow. Wow. You guys are too much. You guys. Wow. Thank you so much. Welcome back. It's crazy. Season 4, really? That's incredible. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man, I can't believe I couldn't have done it without you guys. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, you guys are... All right, let's get started. Five, four, three, two. Hello. Welcome back to Therapeutic News. I'm Don Mitchell. Tonight's story... Tonight's story quick second guys, there's nothing on the prompter. I don't know what to do about that. Do you want me to wait? Like, what do I do here? Are we gonna restart? Okay, it's resetting. Okay, that's fine. All right, cool. 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome back to Therapeutic News. I'm Don Mitchell. Tonight's story. Give me a break. Guys, it's happening again. There's nothing on there. It literally just went blank. I don't know what you want me to... What do you want me to do? Do you want me to just start? Do you want me to move on? Should I just make up something? I could just make up something. What do you want me to do? There's nothing on the prompt. It's not like you gave... I don't have cards. This isn't late night television. What do you want me to do? Okay. Tonight's news. An elderly woman was seen in a... I don't know. Dead. She's dead now. She lived to 107. Her name was Clarice. She's from Idaho. She never left the state of Idaho. She was 106. Now to sports.
Some people have a sudden religious conversion, don't they? My mate Paul was driving to Winchester when a lorry jackknifed in front of him. And he was hurtling towards it, and everything went slow-mo. And Paul, who's never been religious, spoke to Jesus and said, "I promise if I survive this, I'll believe in you." And he did survive, but he fractured his skull and broke both his legs. Why did Jesus do that to him?
Well, you've raised a very significant question about the nature of providence.
Have I?
You have indeed. If We believe in a good God. Why is there so much evil in the world? Now, your friend...
Paul,
his accident, to what extent can one blame God for that?
See, Paul never forgave him. He said, if I ever see Christ again, he's a dead man.
Right.
She goes, oh, well, can you just drop us off and then go get us? I'm like, I'm not driving on my fucking Alpharetta twice.
No.
So she's like, okay, well, I want to take my car, but we only bought one parking pass. And she didn't want to come back, so she's like, I'll just park in, like, Walmart nearby.
Oh.
And I said, okay, well, when you get your car booted, your brand new car booted, you let me know how it goes. And then she, like, in the fifth inning, got, like, a big attitude. I don't know what happened, because she was talking to somebody else. She's like, I'm ready to go. And I was like, the game's not over, Tris, but we're going to lose. And I go, okay, the game's not over. And then she was like, you can take her home, because there was another friend who rode with us, and they were supposed to go together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are you okay? Well, so that was the whole thing. And I was like, did I do something? She goes, you didn't do anything. She's got a bad attitude right now, and I don't know why. Then I got in the car.
Nice.
I was pretty sure that I did something, and I don't know what that might have been. So.
It didn't sound like you did anything.
The only thing I did do is she gave me her cup. She got like a frozen lemonade, but it was an alcoholic frozen lemonade, but it was too alcoholic for her. And to be clear, I then tried it and I was like, I do not taste any alcohol in this at all. But she doesn't really drink at all. And I picked it up when we left and she goes, what are you doing? And I go, I'm taking it, you paid for it. And she goes, I don't want it. And I go, okay, well fine, I'll have it. And I turned it upside down and like, it was empty, but it had like, you know how like there's still some moisture in the cup?
Sure.
Like two drops of it got on her leg.
Did she freak out?
Yes. And I immediately apologized when we got down to this stuff. And she was like fucking pissed at me about it. And I like apologized profusely. I was like, okay, well, I don't know what I did. And also, in retrospect, that seems like not a fucking big deal.
The thing about it, baseball, going to a baseball game is like, it's like going to a really loud TED Talk that's 9 hours long.
Yeah. We were only there for 3 hours. It wasn't that bad. And we ate. We got free ice cream sandwich.
Nice.
That was good. I mean, like, besides that, it was fine.
That was the weather, was it hot?
Yeah.
That was also,
like, I was the only person who was, like, dressed for a baseball game. Someone was dressed for, they're both dressed for, like, a church event or, like, a cute girl who's like boyfriend taking her to a game for the first time but has no idea how to dress for a baseball game.
Sure.
So, but Lori was like, I know I did that, but like, it's fine. And then they were both like, how do I look? I go, you look fine. Why is everybody asking me how you look? Where would I be able to wear? Because I like had like an Atlanta Braves shirt on and like shorts and sneakers.
Right. You're ready to go.
And yeah. And I was like, she was like, we're going to be, like, in the shade. We don't need sunscreen. I go, I don't think so. Do you see how sunny it is? And then we were not in the shade the whole time.
Right. It's the summer. It's baseball.
No. I survived, though. I don't know how I worked outside all summer. I think I am tanner, though.
A little bit.
I don't know. It's still a big fucking ghost.
Yeah, I know. I'm still pale.
Yeah. Fucking translucent over here, but...
I don't reckon. I mean, I prefer not to go. I'll watch like highlights of games.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't mind the sport. I'm a sports guy, but I won't go to the games.
I was like, I'm going to the sport for everything but the sport.
There you go.
It was to like hang out and eat, get some drinks and chill.
There you go.
But also, like the tickets were like $16, so I really couldn't.
Oh yeah, no. If someone offered me a $16 ticket to go see a baseball game, I'd probably go too.
Yeah. It's like the hardest part was getting there, but
and the park's really cool. Like Truist Park is really
really nice. I'm a little disappointed that they just didn't fix up the old park and that they just moved it into an area that had more money.
Yeah.
Which is what they did.
Well yeah, that's what you do, it's business. Yeah. Bureaucracy.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the parking also wasn't, like, amazing.
Parking's never great.
Yeah, but like the other place had tons of parking because now they just use that parking for movie holding.
What are you gonna do?
I told you I got called back in for Holly, right?
No.
Oh, they reshot the underground rave scene.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
That's funny.
And it was like, they were like, if you had something from last time, wear it. And so I did. And then I finished the project that I was working on there, like, yesterday, so.
Nice.
Which, like, that was, like, what, fucking April? You know, it's been a minute since I've worked on the play. I really wasn't sure what scene they were going to have us reshoot. For that show, I worked on it, like, 7 or 8 times. And it was, like, all for the same scene, but I was doing different stuff every time. So. Okay.
I hate that. I hate that a lot. Also, what is this?
Donna song.
Oh.
I changed it.
Okay.
But, like, basically, it'll play, like, 70s disco for a little bit.
Okay. On a 70s disco journey, or anything?
I ended up working on this show for, like, a month.
Oh, did you? Donna.
In February. Yeah, summer.
Oh, okay, cool.
And the cast that I installed should be getting off the ship this week. But I didn't realize. I knew a lot of her songs, but I just didn't realize they're all hers. It's like, wait, she's fucking great. So, like, when I come home and, like, I go, Alexa, I'm home. She goes, okay, let me play some music for you. It's either, like, Harry Styles, Taylor Swift, or Donna Summer. And it's like, there's, like, no wiggle room.
That's an interesting combo there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is that what you were doing in Tampa?
Sort of. Same company, different ship. So, okay. I did summer in February. It was super last minute. I think I, like, literally had 5 days notice.
Huh.
But that was our brand new ship, so I really wanted to go on it anyways. Because I had asked for that contract, and then they fucked everything up, and they were like, you have no contracts. Let's try again in July. And then she was like, somebody canceled out. Do you want to go on this? And I was like, yes. And then I went. Nice. And then they offered me the contract again, another contract, because I let them know when I came back. I was like, let me know if you have anything during this time period. I'll be available. And then I had a family member, not really family, it's my mom's godson, got married.
Mom's godson?
Yeah. So, like, we've been friends with the family for, like, 48 years, but my mom decided to get in a pissing contest with her, and I was not talking to her over stupid shit. And so she didn't go to her godson's wedding, but, like, being Catholic, when you're asked to go to your godson's wedding,
you have to go.
You literally have to go because he's asking you to witness him make a vow.
It's Catholicism.
Granted, this wedding was 20 minutes. It was outdoors. It rained, and I was wearing cowboy boots. So
why were you wearing cowboy boots to a wedding?
They met in college, and, like, one of the things that they did a lot was go line dancing, and they're both really fucking good at it.
Okay.
And, so then he went through chiropractor school and is now a chiropractor, but that's, like, their thing that they can do with their, like, half their friend group is all, like, line dancers.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I was like, what an oddly specific thing. Well, here's the thing, they, on their dinner rehearsal, they took us all line dancing, and then I was like, shit, I'm actually good at this. And then there was a line dancing place in Tampa that I, like, had always wanted to go to, just because, like, it's up in Newport Richey, but it's like 45 minutes from where I was staying. But then I was like, I don't want to drive 45 minutes because, like, with traffic, it was like 1 hour and 20. And it was, like, all the way over there, so it was like, I was drinking alcohol and then had to drive back.
Yeah.
But then I found this other one called Dallas Bowl, and it was like 10 minutes from the apartment. Like, fuck yeah. Oh my god, it was the fucking best. So they taught class from, like, 7 to 9, or, like, 7 to 8:30, and then 8:30 to 3 in the morning, like, sink or swim. You either fucking know the dance or you don't. And we're not going to call it. You just got to know it.
8 to 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And it's like yeah, it was like in a warehouse style barn. The second floor had like an actual club, but it's only in like part of it with like regular club music.
That's more than 6 hours of line dancing.
Yeah. Well, they also had like a mechanical pool and pool tables.
Okay.
You paid.
I thought it was just line dancing for 6 hours. I was like, no. You're trying to kill me.
I also saw Rascal Flatts there.
Whoa, the Rascal Flatts?
Yes, also my cousin
owns
Rascal Flatts' childhood home.
That's crazy.
And when she moved in, she's like, that's what Rascal Flatts threw up. And I was like, golly, ew.
Whoa.
She got her carpets replaced. But, they do, like, concerts and stuff there. But it, like, each night had, like, a different admission price, just depending on the day of the week. So, when I went on Thursdays, it was ladies' night, so it was $10 to get in, but then girls got, like, drink tickets. You got 5 drink tickets, and, like, I think, like, a well drink was, like, one ticket. But, like, I could get a White Claw for 2 tickets, so I could get 2 free White Claws, which was, like, $14, so I already made my investment
You gotta get your free White Claws.
And I got a free fucking class out of it. Then, not to mention, everybody else is trying to buy me drinks. The old ladies who came.
They're trying to get Kirsten drunk.
Well, and like these little old ladies would come to the class and then leave before it turned into like a club. They would like give you back their drink ticket because they got like a bottle of water. So then I'm ending up with like 8 tickets. And I was like, ha ha! I'll be fine! And then like on like Friday, it was like $25 to get in, but all drinks were all like well drinks and like basic stuff was free. So then I was like, vodka grand, double vodka grand, vodka grand.
Well, divine. Oh, so that's basic, like a vodka grand.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but like, well, drinks were free and like draft beer was free. So I was like, I can just drink that. And be fine.
There you go.
It was a fucking blast. I really liked it, and they don't have anything really like that up here, which is fucking shocking. I was like literally flabbergasted that there's more country bars in Florida than there are in Georgia.
I don't know.
Because I've looked, they have like one LGBTQ+ line dancing class on Thursdays at this gay bar.
Oh yeah.
And then once a month, this one, it's called like Atlanta Country Nights or something like that. They do a once a month social. But it's line dancing, East Swing, West Swing, and 2-step. And so, like, every 4 songs line dancing. And then, like, everybody got pissed off because, like, it was a bunch of young people who wanted to line dance. But, like, we're doing all this fucking swing shit. We're all sitting around and like, damn it, there's no actual. It was, like, beer and wine only. And then they ran out of beer and wine. So, they started adding, like, a line dance only night. And then they restructured how they did it. So it's, like, every other song is now line dancing song, so more people are participating.
There you go.
But like the space didn't have any air conditioning.
Oof.
Yeah. So
no beer, no wine, no air conditioning.
Yeah.
Sounds like a terrible time.
I was like, fuck this. So yeah, no, but it was kind of nice because like the class is really great. The classes were great. But what happened was this was not about line dancing. I went to the wedding.
This is about your mom's godson's wedding.
Yeah, so when I go, I get an email from Tampa, and they're like, hey, we have these 4 ships. We need 1 person per each ship. It's the minivan vibes. It's Sir Dude. Like, for me, I'm 100 years old.
That's a good album.
I also... one of the shows that I worked on, not this time, had like a whole Stevie Wonder section. So like, this is one of the songs, and like this one dancer specifically was phenomenal, and was like one of the most I'm not really like big into dance, but he was like, it was so enjoyable to watch him enjoy doing the dances in this section. He had so much fun.
He was the talent in the room.
But, like, only for this section.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he was also the dance captain, but it was just like he was like leading it.
He was in it. He was in it. He was in his element.
I was like, you go, Nathaniel. So.
Shout out to Nathaniel.
Yeah, whatever he's doing. Legend. I don't know. But he.
Watch him be like a janitor at a third grade high school.
No, he's been doing cruises for like a bit. Right. But I think, I don't know. It's like usually people do two or three cruises and then they marry somebody. Or they like do cruises forever. So, which I currently understood. So, I was like, hey, I can do anything after this date. So I was going to go before, but my mom's like, go do the cruise before and don't go to the wedding. I go, I'm going to the fucking wedding. She goes, I wouldn't go to the wedding. I would do anything but go to the wedding. And then my mom went on a cruise instead of going to the wedding.
Wow.
I was like,
you're Mr. Godson's wedding to go to a cruise. Well, what cruise was it?
It was it's very from important. Like Australia to Hawaii. So it was like 7 days in the ocean doing nothing and then like 11 days of actually being in land. My mom also, so my dog died in February.
Great segue, by the way.
No, this is relevant, I promise. So while I was on the cruise ship,
I was line dancing and then my dog died.
So I'm on the Prima doing the install for summer.
Uh-huh.
My dog dies while I'm on there, really aggressively, really suddenly. And then my mom bought a new dog that hadn't existed yet. Like, it was still, like, in... She like pre-bought it.
The womb?
Yeah.
You pre-bought the dog. Oh, so they bought the parent.
They bought like the egg.
They bought placenta. What did they buy?
She bought.
What did they buy?
She bought like the ultrasound.
The umbilical cord. What did they buy?
So, she goes, oh, it's being born on like, I don't know. It was like born like right after Easter or something.
Oh, okay, so they got a pre-order on
that. Yeah, she like reserved a puppy.
That's so funny.
And then. So she picked it up on May 11th, and she got a new puppy while I was in Florida, but I couldn't come home. This is all relevant. So what ends up happening is I really don't like how everybody behind me is driving. I want everybody to go around.
Go around. We're talking about line dancing a dead dog. Around.
It's funny because it's true.
Shit.
So my mom just kind of like replaced the dog with this puppy. So she's like, I have to live my life before I get this puppy. Because once I get this puppy, it's like having a baby and I can't go anywhere.
It's definitely not like that, but yeah.
I mean, it's like having a 2-year-old for the rest of your life.
Sure.
But like, you know, you can leave it somewhere as long as you get some training.
Right, you can't leave a baby. Yeah.
No, you can't. I mean, like, you might be able to get like a sitter or something, but you can't just abandon a baby for like 16 days. You can do that with a dog. Yeah. So, I'm hitting on the wrong buttons. I'm trying to like turn the speed down.
How's that going?
And I was like continuing to turn the volume down. I was like, that's not right. My mom's going on this cruise before she gets the dog, avoiding the wedding.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, I can do this cruise or this cruise. One of them goes to the Caribbean. Great. Sorry, there was 3 cruises. So one of them went Ireland, England, Scotland. Wanted to do that.
Okay.
One of them went to the Caribbean. Did not want to do that. It's like, the last few of them I've done have been in the Caribbean. It's not that I don't want to go to the Caribbean. I was just like, I want to go over. So, and then the other one went Spain, Italy, France.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wee.
So I was like, I want to do those. I was like, I'm fully available. They give me the Ireland, England, Scotland one.
Nice.
Then I had auditioned for the Little Mermaid thing that I was on. And like, I had gone through the 4th level of auditions.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I like was like, actually, they were vetting us really fucking hardcore. I kicked it out of the fucking room. And like the director was the casting guy, was like really nice, really understanding. Like, I watched the girl before me go in and like do her thing, and like he was like, hi, I'm Tom. She like kind of blew past him. She doesn't work there, by the way.
Well, I figured. Yeah,
like she treated him like he was like a room monitor and not like the guy.
Right.
What are we doing here?
Well, when you have a name like Tom, you know, it's kind of hard to... really get people's attention.
Yeah, so he was... Well, and that was the thing, is, like, when I came in, I, like, greeted him before I went in. I, like, gave him a handshake and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he's like, why don't you have a seat for a minute? And I was like, sure. And then, so we talked about the project.
Yeah.
And then we went over some of my resume. And then he was like, the American Immersion Theater, I've seen a few of you today. And I was like, I definitely told, like, a few people about you guys.
Oh, did you?
I told Summer. Summer and I had auditions on, like, the same day.
Gotcha.
And Logan, do you remember Logan from, like, our inaugural class?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Logan works there.
Logan works there.
Logan's not in the company. He did one show. And he was like, eh, this was my thing.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
And I was like, heard, but it could totally be your thing. You just have to, like... It's also just, like, significantly... It's challenging, but, like, I don't know. I feel like... It's just... It's not, like... It can't be your only job.
Right. Right.
But, like... I don't know. So, then he had me, like, sing. He had me read the sides. Then he asked me some more questions. And then I asked, like, two questions. And then, like... He asked me about, like, what my availability was with the American, with this. And I was like, well, I can kind of do it whenever I want. Like, it's not, like, a big deal.
Yeah.
And then I, like, hesitated. And then I was like, he, like, saw, like, the thinking process on my face. Uh-huh. And he goes, what's up? And I go, I just want to be clear. I have another offer for a short-term contract. It's 3 weeks. From this date to this date, but I would miss, based off what was originally stated, I would miss the start of the rehearsal process by 1 week. Is that, like, a hard rehearsal start date? And, like, is there any flexibility in the rehearsal start date? He's like, so you have to be there for that, otherwise I can't hire you. And it's like, I've been with the, like, I was, like, kind of made clear what my Norwegian position was, and I was like, I've been with them for 4 years, so I'm sure I can work something out based off, like, your casting decision. I was like, okay. And then I, like, walked out of the room, and I go, well, I'm not getting that, because I just shot myself in the fucking foot.
Yeah,
and I was like, I should have lied.
Yeah, you lied.
And I was like, I can see if I can negotiate some stuff. So I called Norwegian, and I was like, I'm going to lose my cruise, and I'm not going to get this job. So I was like, I was very upfront about what the situation was. And so I'd also offered to help in Tampa, but, like, I always offer to help in Tampa because it's like the pay is good.
I like it.
It's 8 hours a day for Monday through Friday, and it's $900, and they put you up in housing.
Nice.
And they give you travel money. Usually they'll fly you. But, yeah, so it's, like, not bad.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. So I, like, came to the table and I was like, hey, here's the situation. Da 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 da. I can do these other contracts because they would get me back in time. I just don't know if I can do this one. If I get cast in this show, it's, like, with a major company. And I really don't want to lose out on that opportunity. Because, like, the whole reason I moved up here is to do that and not to do costuming. So why am I literally taking a costume job, right?
Yeah.
Which is, like, a conversation I had with myself all the fucking time. And then I was like, right, because this costume job pays me $4,000 for 2 weeks. That's why we're doing it. So she basically was like, okay, well, we have two options. One, you can take this contract and that's fine. Like, take our contract and you go on the cruise.
Uh-huh.
But two, if you get cast on the cruise, would you be interested in coming and working down in Tampa for the other for the duration on time? So you would come to Tampa because I think I was supposed to leave, like, May 2nd or something, and then I'd be back on, like, the 15th. No, I was going to come back on the 22nd. So it was two cruises, but, like, same ship, just you do the route twice. And I was like, yeah, I could do that. And then I was like, actually, I could come down even earlier than that. I could come over. I would have a wedding in Miami on the 22nd. I could be there on the 23rd. They're like, have you start on Monday? And I'm like, great. So I could get there Sunday night, start working Monday morning, and, like, just help batch out all that shit. if I get this job. And they were like, great, that sounds great. We'll let us know what the deal is. So a week later, I got the Disney offer, and I was like, okay, great. This all sounds good. Absolutely, I'll take the job. I'll see you on the 15th. And then I immediately, I was paying my rent for May because I wasn't going to be here to do that. So I cried in the car, like excited tears. Because I like, I have now worked for Disney. And
right.
Like, yeah, it's like big deal.
Big deal.
And then I called Tampa and they're like, yep, that sounds good. We'll see you on the 24th. So then I went down to Tampa and they gave me like a little desk and they're like, actually, the ship you were going to go work on, all the costumes already gone. No one had done any alterations to them. So I would have had a nightmare on board.
Oof.
Yeah. So they were like, but we're going to give you the Navigator. Sorry, the Mariner. I've done the Navigator. We're going to give you Navigator. The Mariner, which is the really, really top tier. So, like, costumes have to be perfect.
Okay.
Your cast gets here in, like, a week. But we've already pulled the costumes that they need. So, if you want to go through and, like, see if anything needs repairs ahead of time to get those out of the way. And then, from there, it's going to be alterations. So, I did that for three weeks. And then I had they asked me if I wanted to go on board as a costume wardrobe supervisor. They offered me a 9-month contract. Yeah. And I was like, I can't. And then they were like, would you want to go on board until we found somebody? And I was like, I literally can't. And I was like, I would love to, but I can't. Maybe in another situation. So, I got my ship done 3 days before it was supposed to go. So before 3 days before packing day, yeah. I had everything finished, which was fucking phenomenal.
Nice.
So then I ended up helping other people. And I ran into Susan, who I've told
you. Oh my god, you ran into Susan?
Fucking Susan.
No way. Shut up.
So I don't know.
Susan?
Yeah.
Wow. How is she? How is she now?
She still doesn't have cancer.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she's still
I was wondering. I was curious. I was like, does she have cancer?
Do you remember Susan? I know I've told you about her, but she was the costumer from Mexico that like made existing painful. I was on that contract in Mexico. I was like begging for help. They're like, we have this one person. She can come out for like the last week while you're there.
Yeah.
But she's really, 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 really difficult to work with.
Yeah.
She gets hyper focused on things that are not important.
She's on Adderall.
No. She should be.
She's on Adderall a lot.
She's
like a lot of Adderall.
She's like bipolar and has ADHD and is like almost 60.
Hence the Adderall.
Yeah. So, I like literally walk into the apartment with my keys and they're fucking Susan on the couch. I literally just shut the door and walked back to my car.
I'm just gonna go away now.
Yep. No, I was so mad. And then I was like, went in. And she's like, Kirsten. And I was like, hi, Susan. And we were roommates again.
Wow.
It wasn't so bad because like we were working on different projects. So it wasn't like, we weren't like butting heads at work.
That's
and like
good.
They literally just kind of were like, do whatever you want, just make sure this ship looks good to go or close enough to good to go.
There
and I was
go.
Like, okay. So then it was fine, and then I was polite and said goodbye to everybody. And then I drove back up here, and then on the 15th I started rehearsal for Stone Mountain, and on the 16th I started rehearsal for Mermaiding. And I've been in shows ever since.
Wow.
Yeah, I like literally haven't had like, I don't want to say I haven't had a day off. I've had days off, but it's like, I haven't had a day off where I haven't had to do anything.
Yeah, you haven't really had time.
Since like March.
Wow. Yeah, you've been busy.
So I was going to go home to Florida next week. Like, I was going to leave on the 13th, go to Orlando, see Lauren, because,
we love Lauren. We love Lauren.
Yeah.
She's not Susan.
She's
not that bitch. No, we love Lauren.
Love Lauren. She's my best friend.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'd probably murder somebody for her.
Wow. You'd commit a crime.
I'd commit, like,
is that
a
what
crime.
Are you on the record that you would commit a crime?
For her? Yeah.
Cool. All right.
I definitely like steal something or punch somebody in the face for her. No, absolutely. I was gonna go see her, and then my cousin's coming down the 16th through the 21st. So I was like, I could go see Lauren, see my mom and my cousin and the stupid dog, and then come back and move, right?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
And then all this money shit happened in my car, and then I was like, I can't afford to take this time off to do this. But now I'm like rethinking my life, as you do.
As one does.
And I'm trying to think. My cousin's coming down Thursday through, I think, like Monday. So I think if I like get myself all moved and stuff, and then go down to see my mom and my cousin first, be there for a few days, then go see Lauren, and then come back up whatever third Friday is of like 2 weeks.
Okay.
That might work. It might just get pushed back a week. But Lauren would want to go to Disney with me. Lauren has free Disney tickets because she works there.
Wow.
And I was like, I want to go to Disney for free. And like just hang out.
Because
when she moved back to Florida, she moved back to Florida in February. She did not clearly communicate that when she moved, she broke up with her boyfriend of 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And in June, she found out that her friend for the last 4 years, who she was very close with in Maryland, she's one of the reasons she moved to Maryland, is now, like, fucking around with her boyfriend.
Whoa.
And has possibly been fucking around with them, like, the whole time.
Whoa, yeah. That's hot gosh.
Well, and she was, like, a little bit, like...
She was a little bit like, cut that vertical or horizontal?
Those are two different people. No,
she went in.
She didn't do that, but like she was feeling that way.
Gotcha.
And her depressed little brain forgot to tell me. And I was like also...
forgot to tell you I was cutting myself.
Not that she was cutting herself, but like that she was feeling that way. Mm-hmm. And that she just didn't communicate to me. However, I had also been going through it because my dog... I have not accurately processed my dog dying. I was like, I'll deal with it later, and I shoved it down in my soul.
Right.
Because I like literally don't have time for it. Mm-hmm. And I was like trying to like learn all this material, and I was like stressed out. And then she was like, I'm so fucking pissed at Mel. And I go, what'd she do? And she goes, I told you about like, and I was like, told me what? And she goes, did I tell you? And I was like, no, would you? And then she like started to tell me, and she goes, it's just so much, and like I don't want to cry. And I was like, you don't have to tell me. And she was like, basically this is like the short end of everything. And I was like, okay, whose tires we gotta go fuck up? Like, I will drive up there right now and just throw a brick through their car. I don't even care. And she's like, no, it's fine. And I was like, okay, because I could. I'm only like 7 hours. And she's like, I just hope like that like I never had to see them again, like because like the breakup was amicable. It was everything he said after the breakup, like that he hadn't been happy with her for like almost a year, and it was like something small she did, but like he didn't be like, hey, I don't like that this happened. And then it happened multiple times, but he didn't like express how he was feeling.
He didn't say anything about it. It festered. And
yeah.
Eventually, yeah, that happened. Well, and eventually, you fucked their friend.
Oh, but like, yeah.
It happens.
It's like, damn.
It
so,
happens.
Like, hot tea, hot goss.
That's hot goss.
Whoa. It's not us. we should get over.
We didn't get arrested. Have fun.
No, we gotta get over.
I didn't die, so that's fun.
Yep. Not dying and not getting arrested are on
those are
list
all good things. Too. Those are all good things.
Okay, here's my thing. Karaoke, right, is a very underrated art form. Because here's the thing about karaoke. It's not just singing other people's shit, right? There's more to it than that. There's a certain je ne sais quoi, whatever that means, right? Karaoke is you're taking one art, right, and making it your own. I mean, that's what art's really about. A certain level of creativity that comes with it, right? Because no matter who goes up to sing that song, they're never going to sound like the original, right? It's going to sound like a completely different song entirely. I think the greatest karaoke artists on the planet are either really good singers or really bad singers that make really great song choices, right? Like, for their voices, or just in general. Like, they pick a song everybody knows, or they pick a song nobody knows, but they know really well, so they have as much fun with it as possible. I've been trying to get people on it for a while. I don't know, people just don't seem as interested. Because if they did, it would be, and it, like, it is everywhere, but it isn't at the same time. Because a lot of times you gotta, like, find it, or you gotta just know someone who knows where it is. It's not, like, on a billboard, right? You may not even see the poster as you walk down the street. It's, like, the poster's on a pole, but you're not looking at the pole to see, you know. It's not, like, a public bulletin that everybody looks at during the day. That's just not a thing. It's unfortunate, really. I think it's a beautiful thing. It's a fun thing to do. You can make it a hobby if you wanted to, right? You know, even bars and restaurants, they, like, will have, like, a weekly karaoke night or whatever. And it gets people in the door, and then people buy food, they buy drinks, they buy more drinks, they get drunk, they sing a couple songs, they buy more drinks. Everybody wins, right? They might throw up, but it's okay. Everybody wins. Business makes money. People make business money. You get it, right? I think it just comes to a money thing, right? People understand that it brings in revenue in a way that people didn't expect. So from that perspective, it's a great thing. But also, it's just a fun thing to do with friends, colleagues, complete strangers, really. You know, I've met some pretty cool people through it. It's a great thing. I don't know. It hasn't fallen off or anything. But not everybody's really good at, like, setting it up or promoting it, things of that nature. Because, like, it's technically free, right? I think that's the only drawback from people that, like, want to do karaoke. Is that, like, you don't make the money off the karaoke. You make money off of the people that are doing the karaoke, right? So if you just come in just for the karaoke, a lot of the times, like I do, you know, you feel a certain way. You shouldn't, though. Like, it's cool. You should come for the karaoke. But 9 times out of 10, someone's going to buy something anyway, so it's going to make the money. Don't worry about it not making money, okay? That's just the business side of things. I wish people were better at, like, marketing it. Right, it's karaoke, it's fun, goddammit. This is my karaoke PSA, alright, you should do it more, get out there, you know, and the people, like, for me, I'm a diehard introvert, so I gotta push myself to get out of my comfort zone all the time. I do it every day. So karaoke is one of the things that, like, kind of helps me to do that. Because for a while, like, I would just kind of watch. I would go to karaoke nights and just watch people do it. And then I just wouldn't do it. And I'd spend 2 hours of my time just sitting there. So now that I perform or sing whatever song I want to sing, you know, I get to enjoy that process with those people versus just being a spectator. And there's nothing wrong with being a spectator. Like, if that's your thing, cool. I'm not going to take it away. I don't want you to think I'm taking that away from you, because I'm not. We don't know each other. We don't go back that far. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to throw out an idea. Just try it one night. Get a group together. See what happens. Because you'll be surprised at what you can do and what other people can do. And just what happens in general in that space, in that environment. Crazy things can happen. People are on top of tables. People are half naked. You don't know what's going to happen. You just don't know. And that can be terrifying, but also a beautiful thing.
Do about it.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad.
Wow. Oh, wow. That was crazy. Oh, wow. What a show that was. Thank you so much for listening to Therapeutic Nonsense. I'm Don Mitchell. Good night. The daunting, 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 the daunting